It's 6:31. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Another closely watched U.S. Senate race on this election day is in Colorado. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Cory Gardner has long been considered one of the most endangered Senate Republicans. In his final pitch to voters, he's stressing his bipartisan credentials and legislative accomplishments. Democrat John Hickenlooper also touted his ability to work across the aisle in the closing days of the campaign while attacking Gardner's support of President Donald Trump. The winner of this race could help decide which party controls the Senate and the outcome of a number of important issues facing Congress next session, including additional coronavirus relief funds and health care. I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
Senator Gardner joined Republican congressional candidate Lauren Boebert at rallies across the Western Slope Monday. Here's CPR's Dina Sieg.
The pair went to Montrose, Delta, Grand Junction, and Rifle, where both have strong support. Boebert's in a tight race in the 3rd Congressional District against Democrat Diane Mitch Bush. Boebert has criticized Mitch Bush for holding virtual campaign events and initially announced she would have an in-person watch party election night at a Grand Junction restaurant. Boebert's campaign says the gathering has been scaled down and moved due to COVID-19. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Tighter coronavirus restrictions are coming Wednesday to El Paso County. One local microbiologist fears it won't be enough. CPR's Dan Boyce reports.
El Paso County is moving to level 2 safer at home restrictions after a recent spike in COVID-19 hospitalizations. Phoebe Lostrow is a molecular biology professor at Colorado College. She also wrote a textbook about virology. She points out the number of cases in the county justifies moving to an even higher level of restrictions. And she says the county is putting too much emphasis on personal responsibility when cases are soaring.
I'm not seeing a lot about what we should invest in terms of ventilation and other safety practices in public places.
Lostrow would like to see a voluntary certification process for local businesses that follow coronavirus safety guidelines. In Colorado Springs, Dan Boyce, CPR News.
CPR operates KRCC, which is owned by Colorado College. Colorado Springs has highs today in the 70s. This is CPR News.